This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coward spinning forward the story on TJ Watt. If you do want to get involved with today's show and you do want to sound off on whether you like the deal or not for TJ Watt yesterday, feel free to do that because that's still going to be evergreen. 412-928-9370. That's the fan text line and, of course, our phone number here. And it's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. If you haven't had a chance to sound off and you want to, you can do that. You know where I stand on it. My basic take on the contract itself, don't begrudge the player at all. Good for TJ Watt. Got what he felt like he was worth. Didn't love it as a business move by the Steelers. Think it's bad business. Coward is the golf equivalent, since we've got the Open Championship on, of a guy in the radio business who is very good, very accomplished, does something that I think is very, very difficult to do, does a, even with a big research team, Don, does a national show every day. How many hours? Two or three it is now at this point?
Three.
Three. I think he used to do four maybe at ESPN, but he does a solo show, and yes, he's got the guest booking and all that stuff, and he's got all the connections, and so to a certain degree, it's a little bit easier, and he has that Jason McIntyre guy on at times as a sounding board. But by and large, Coward can still go as a solo host. Hard to do. He could do it 300 days a year or whatever the heck it would be, 270 days a year. So he's like the golf equivalent of Scottie Scheffler, with one notable exception. It's if Scottie Scheffler struggled badly on 12-inch putts. How many times did he call him J.J. Watt just in that little version of the clip that I chopped up? Two or three? It's TJ.
At least two.
You got it half right. If you say J.J., you still got it 50% right, but that's a pretty easy distinction to remember. Thought that was funny. Always think that's funny. Coward has a habit of doing that. Very reasoned, well thought out, well conceived take with usually a funny tie-in, or I guess it would be an allegory, perhaps, to real life, maybe a metaphor, and then he'll biff the name of the person he's talking about. But I think that's a good spin forward to start today. I think that's a good place to take the show to start here on a Friday in the summer, where we had our week of what we assumed would be minimal headlines interrupted by a major move by the Steelers, getting their best player on the defensive side of the ball, at least by reputation. I thought Cam Hayward was better last year. That's neither here nor there. Locked up to a deal that makes him happy. We'll have him showing up on time, and we'll have him in the right frame of mind. I think it's a good spin forward on this. And I think Colin Cowherd there, I played a minute 45 of that. It was about a 2.5, almost 3-minute clip. I played it for you to start the show because I think he's right. And I think that one of the things that I got lost in the shuffle with yesterday, I mean, it was react to the news in real time. Certainly wanted to just get basic thoughts about player and basic thoughts about the deal and the team's decision to do it out on paper. But it seems now like it was definitely more fait accompli that they were going to do something like this. I think the direction that he has taken it now is 100% true. This is a team that, with this deal, and one of the things that you could argue is, well, where else were they going to spend the money? Of course, they were going to give him that money. But it is a continuation of what has been a theme for a while now under Mike Tomlin, a theme that has stretched out over two different GM regimes, the old one and the new one, that has been Tomlin and Art Rooney the second centric. Everybody else that's good, that's worth their salt in the NFL, they spend on defense, or spend on offense, excuse me. Their defenses are young and cheap, and if they do a good job drafting, good. No team is going to be spending more on defense, a higher percentage of their cap per spot rack. I just looked it up before the show. Then the Steelers, they're spending 49% of their dollars this year, their cap percentage, on defense. The Eagles, by contrast, just to point them out, reigning Super Bowl champions, guys who do it the right way, GM and Howie Roseman, who's a big smart guy. Check out the big brain on Howie. When I looked at their percentage, it was 20. They're an extreme. They do everything right. But most teams in the league that are good seem to be doing it in the 30-ish percentage range. They're certainly not spending basically 50-50 defense to offense, which makes sense, I think, in the NFL. It's an offensive league. The rules, as we have many times lamented in this defense-first city, where guys like James Harrison were the trailblazers at getting fined for illegal hits to the head, defense has been legislated mostly out of the game. You're never going to see a game that is played legally, that is played without flags, that resembles the 2008 AFC title game. Violence like an Extreme Rules John Cena-Brock Lesnar match. Hello, Donnie. Violence, really wanton violence. The league doesn't want that. They want offense. The league wants Patrick Mahomes upright, able-bodied, and playing late into the season. They don't want Josh Allen to get concussed. They don't want Lamar Jackson hurt when it comes to be playoff time. And the Steelers continue to swim against the current with this move. They continue to allocate big dollars to that side of the ball. They continue to do so for the foreseeable future. And while the counterargument is, well, aren't you supposed to load up? You've got a quarterback on a cheap deal. Next year you're going to have presumably your quarterback of the future on a cheap rookie deal. Why wouldn't you do this? I'd agree. I'd say, yes, you should spend money elsewhere. You just shouldn't constantly be spending it on defensive players. And that's what they're doing. And that's what they have done. Because and I think it's still a through line. And I think this signing, this extension, is still sort of a sign that they think in a year where they're supposed to be quote-unquote all in, they can win it this way. They can do it this way. They're going to keep doing it this way. TJ Watt is the $41 million man. TJ Watt is the highest paid player on the team. We can work with that. We'll find the other stuff in the margins. And think of how silly that sounds, knowing what we know about the Steelers. They're not very ahead of the times offensively. They can't afford to skimp and say, well, we're so far ahead with how we do everything on the offensive side, we can afford to plug and play.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No, they need to do the opposite. They need to get guys who are so overwhelmingly talented, that they surmount a bad scheme or a mediocre scheme. I think Arthur Smith is a slightly above average offensive coordinator, maybe. They don't have a visionary back there, and yet they continue to spend on the other side of the ball. And Coward's right. They're not even that good in the games that count, in the games that are supposed to count, the playoff games. 41 points per game on average they've given up. Offense has helped them with some bad stuff in some of those games. Defense has more than done its share or not done its share to put up that big average. So they are doubling down, tripling down, whatever you want to call it, saying, yes, we love TJ Watt. That was yesterday's narrative. They love Watt. They believe in Watt. They think Watt's best days are still to come. And they're also saying to you, hey, you think we shouldn't spend on defense as much as we do. We disagree. We beg to differ. This is the side of the ball that we should be prioritizing. This is the side of the ball that's our bread and butter. Sure, the bread is moldy and the butter seems to have gone rancid by the time the playoffs roll around, but it's bread and butter nonetheless, and we're going to eat it. So I think what Colin Cowherd said there, that resonates with me. I think he's one of the best to do this job. I think he knows how to structure an argument. I think he knows how to do some analytical thought. I think he was right on the money there. Did I outsource it for myself on a Friday? Maybe. But he's making another good point. What do you make of the Steelers' continued focus on spending on the defensive side of the ball? Because $108 million guaranteed just went to a defensive player again. They have the highest cap percentage allocated to their defense this year. Again. The team that just won the Super Bowl has the lowest percentage allocated to their defense heading into this season. Huh. Isn't that funny? Are you okay with this Steelers approach continuing where the defensive side of the ball gets to be is prioritized and the offense they continue to just say, eh, we'll try to figure it out?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.